Oh, our group? Well, actually, we don't consider ourselves a group. We consider ourselves the body of Christ. So, let me just say, on that card is the biblical gospel, the path to eternal life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any kind of faith or anything.
I'm a Roman Catholic.
Okay, so, well, we can help you in that. So, but you know about Christ, who was fully God, fully man, came to the earth, and he died, and he shed his precious blood for the remission of sins.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, how do we get the remission of sins? We have to repent. That's a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways, forsaking all sin, losing your life. And your old life is behind you, new life ahead of you, following after him. So if you repent and leave your old life and you follow after him, you'll be born again, born from above. That means you get the Holy Spirit within you. The Roman Catholics baptize babies. That's unbiblical. You can't repent when you're a baby.
I see.
And catechism, confirmation, is like confirming what somebody else did to you to put you in the body of Christ. Jesus calls that a thief and a robber coming in from the other side, right? We have to come through the doors, who is Christ. We have to repent and come through him, through spirit and truth. He gives you the Holy Spirit. And then when you're born again, you're a child of God. And if you have the Holy Spirit within you, your life will become a resemblance of that, right? If your insides are changed, your whole entire life on the outside will change. You will become like one of a holy child of God. Obedience. You'll obey the scriptures. And then you have to keep doing that until the day you die. So that's the gospel. And on the back side of that card is a bunch of warnings about man-made religion. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, those are all lies. You raise your eyebrows like you never heard of that before. Is that? Did you know Christmas is pagan?
I did not. This is based on the fact that I'm not sure this is actually true, but there is some talk that it was the date was set.
Yeah, and you know what?
The
Roman Catholics invented it.
We invented Christmas.
Yeah, and the Roman Catholics came hundreds of years after Christ. So we encourage people to get back to the New Testament. See, the Roman Catholic faith, just like Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Assembly of God, there's like 40,000 different flavors of them. They're created of man, not of God. So we came out of all that. My young brother there that was talking to you, that sent me over here, he came out of the Lutheran faith and some kind of, I forget what else it was, he kind of bounced a little bit. I was a Lutheran, my husband was evangelical, different flavors, it doesn't matter, they're not teaching the truth. And I was going through some of the lies on there, Christmas, Easter, like holidays. God didn't ordain them, they're based on pagan origins, which makes them a lie in many ways. Worldliness, carnality, sports, politics, entertainment, these are all things of the world. This is Satan's kingdom warning. And you must repent and be born into God's kingdom. So if you look in the Old Testament and you see how the Israelites were, God said, do this in specific ways. He said, do this, 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 and this. They looked different. They acted different. They participated in different things than the world, right? They were different and called out and set apart for him, right? Well, the same is in the New Testament for us today. His saints, the followers of Christ, are going to be called out and set apart from the world. They're not going to look like the world. They're not going to act like it. They're not going to participate in things like this. This is fleshly. Romans 8 says you cannot please God in the flesh. This is of the world. And not just this. I listed a handful of them, and I was kind of getting around to a point. Revelation 21 and 22, they both say, if you love and practice a lie, you can be left outside the gates of heaven. One lie. Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 5, they were killed for a lie. And 1 Corinthians 11, people were taking the Lord's Supper in vain, unworthily. God was killing them and making them sick. So even after grace had come, a lot of people like to use grace as a covering for sin. Grace gives us the power to overcome it. It's the grace of God that he's not killing us right now. When we sin, we get time to repent. We don't know how much time, but we should take right now and choose this day whom we will serve, right? The God of this world, Satan, who runs all this, or the God of the universe, who we want to be with for all of eternity? Because there is no such thing as purgatory either. And praying to Mary is a lie. I mean, there's a whole bunch of lies. On our website, don'tperish.com, it's on that website, or on that gospel card. My husband took the Roman Catholic Catechism, and he compares it to God's Word. And you'll see where they're teaching lies. Same with the Lutheran Catechism that came from the Roman Catholics. I was taught all that. Or consubstantiation, or is it transubstantiation? That's a lie. That's mysticism.
Mysticism?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Define mysticism.
What it is they're saying that Christ is inside the wine and the bread. He's not. That was an example. You're smiling. If you go to our website, you can test that as well as all the rest of it. But the main important thing is the gospel. They didn't call you out of the world. You have a gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. This is of the world. It's fleshly, it's worldly, it's carnal. All right, do you know about Skillet? Skillet claims to be a Christian band.
Yeah.
They're not.
How do you know?
He's of the world. He looks like it. He acts like it. He has a false gospel. We've been out. We travel the whole country, and we stand out on corners. We minister to the homeless, to the rich people. We stand outside worldly concerts like this, so-called Christian concerts, churches. We go everywhere, just like the Bible says. And we call everybody out of their sins and to become a child of God. So, no, Skillet is definitely not a Christian band. They wouldn't be here. You cannot please God in the flesh. All this music, all this entertainment.
You keep using phrases like in the world or in the flesh, but I'm not exactly clear on what you mean by that.
Romans 8 says you cannot please God in the flesh, meaning living after the lust of the flesh, and the flesh follows this world.
Okay,
if you walk in the Spirit, you follow after the things of God, which means you don't do the things of the world, like I just listed, like I just went through all of those on the card. Pagan holidays, that will leave you outside the gates of heaven. Worldliness and carnality leave you outside the gates of heaven. They're not teaching you how to be a godly, holy woman. That will leave you outside the gates of heaven. You have to repent and be transformed totally. So if you haven't been born again, I would encourage you, lay down your life. You came into the world without anything, you're going to go out without nothing, right? So you might as well leave it all now. Become a child of God. That means repent, turn from your ways to His ways. He'll give you the Holy Spirit, and then this will become something you want nothing to do with except to come out here and share the truth with somebody else, to call them out. Called out, set apart, holy. This is not holy. So I encourage you, you don't have the fruits of being a born-again child of God, especially if you're clinging to the Roman Catholic faith. You've got to repent of that. And we can help you with that. I don't expect you to believe me right now, but if you go to our website, we have a lot on there that teaches people. We point people to the scriptures to test for themselves. We don't take people's money, not like all the churches do. They take people's money and they use it for ungodly things. That's sinful too. I mean, I just listed a whole bunch of sins that will leave a person outside the gates of heaven. One is all you need. One unrepentant sin and you lose your soul. That's what the scriptures say. Go look up Revelation 22:14-15. Go look that up and it tells you that. One unrepentant sin. The priest cannot forgive your sins. Christ does. Well, why do the priest claim to call down the power of God and forgive your sins? They can't. Only Christ can. And God doesn't even hear the prayers of sinners unless they're seeking Him in spirit and truth. It's what the scriptures say. So test yourself. I'm going to head back out here. If you have any questions, our email's on there. You can email us, ask us any questions. I would encourage you, go to the gospel. My husband has it laid out. Faith, repentance, being born again, endurance, or holiness and obedience and endurance. And it goes into great depths in that to help people become a transformed child of God. And then walk in holiness, coming out of the world, coming out of the church, coming out of the culture, coming out of your flesh, becoming a holy child of God. Called out and set apart, and that's what we want for you.
Well,
how old are you?
I am 23.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's that
old. Well, yeah, we're just always, well, I figure if you're here, you're old enough to be talking to, because you're talking to me, so. Yeah, so it was nice talking to you. Let us know if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it's admirable that you're willing to come out here and witness. I don't agree with everything you say, but I have to hear it.
Okay, so if you don't agree with it, then you think I'm wrong, right? There's one God, right? And one Savior, one truth, one word, one body of Christ, not 40,000. We're all supposed to speak the same thing. So if one of us is wrong, one of us is in great danger, right? Yeah? If you look at the scriptures, his people will all speak the same thing, and it's going to be in spirit and truth. And there's no personal interpretation, as Peter says.
No personal interpretation.
It's got to come through the Holy Spirit.
Well, I agree with you there, but how do you know you have the Holy Spirit's interpretation as opposed to everyone else who also claims the same thing?
Well, if your life lines up with the scriptures, then you know you're walking in spirit and truth. And if you're truly a born-again child of God, and if you have a testimony of being transformed into a child of God, from who you used to be in darkness, translated into the light. So there's a lot of process that has to go on in order to get to this point, to where you can know all truth. You can be perfect on doctrine. God's not confusing. You might struggle in your flesh, but you can follow doctrine. Like today, you could give up Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday like nothing, right? But you might struggle in the flesh with thoughts and feelings and emotions, right? So we can be perfect on doctrine, what it says. We can follow and obey it.
Yeah.
We need that in order to follow it in the spirit. Right. We can't understand it unless we're in the spirit. So let us know if you have any questions. It was good talking to you. And remember, we can't agree to disagree. One of us is wrong. So go to the scriptures. Show me where I'm wrong. Or if you're wrong, your soul is on the line. You got to repent. Seek the truth. Don't just follow what the pastors, priests, whoever it is that tells you, or your parents. Because when you die, they're not going to be standing before you. It's going to be you alone. You're going to be held responsible.
Does this apply to, say, people who have never heard of the gospel?
Well, that's a totally different story. We'll talk about us, and then if we ever encounter somebody like that, we'll deal with that. And we do. We talk to people who haven't heard of Christ, but you know of him. And you know what the scriptures are supposed to be saying. In some areas, you need to follow them. I just enlightened you on other areas that you need to see it, right? God heard you hear it, or he saw you hear it. He knows you heard some truth. What will you do with it? Will you look into it? Will you repent? Will you show me where I'm wrong? If you love your neighbor, are we not supposed to be seeking for spirit and truth, for the one God, the one truth, one Savior, one word, right? To bring him honor? We can't just think and do our own thing. Because look at this. I talked to a whole bunch of people here that are going by. They all think their own thing. All their different flavors, all the different man-made religions. Everybody, I don't like this one, I don't like this one, I want to go to this one. This one tells me this, that one tells me that. You think God does that? That's confusion. God's not the author of confusion. You can find one truth. So we can help you find that. And if I'm wrong, email me and show me where. And if you have any men in your life that are seeking truth or whatever, email us and my husband would be happy to help them too.
All right.
All right. It was nice talking to you. Take care.
Likewise.